All right, don't stump Mike.
Jeez, I completely... Oh, no. Yep. Drew, I'm so not ready.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. I feel sick. I don't know. I can't answer anything.
Well, let's see. Hey, Dale.
Yeah.
Don't sum Mike.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, about a month and a half ago, the Pistons made a big trade, and they required a troublemaker. What was his name?
I have no idea. God. No idea.
Okay. Dale, I'm going to put you in the isolation booth. You can give him a hint in the isolation booth. You'll be in very low volume, so you're going to have to yell it.
Yeah, that'll help.
I don't hear you, Dale. Yep. You can just barely hear it. Yell it again.
I hear him, but that doesn't. Believe it or not, that is not a hint for me.
Oh. Rasheed Wallace.
Oh.
Dale.
Yeah.
Are you pissed at Mike?
Very.
It's not like I didn't warn you.
Play the dumbass dump.
No. Hey.
Sorry about that. I kind of thought you'd get that. Did you guys think you'd get that?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I kind of did.
I told you you're overestimating. No, see, I'm not ready today. There's not enough sleep.
I talked about him yesterday out on the porch.
That doesn't mean anything, Mark.
No, that's true. It does not mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
He's not interested in Rasheed Wallace. If Mike's not interested in something, his interest level is beyond zero.
Yeah.
No, if he's interested, he will know everything, and he'll know it 10 times over. But if he's not interested, he is not interested. Is this TJ?
Yeah, what's up?
You think you got something Mike can handle?
I hope so. It's simple enough.
Okay. I mean, it's got to be really, really basic.
And if you haven't played this contest before, generally what we do is we take a subject that Mike is not interested in, and we offer you the chance not to stump him. In other words, the idea is to come up with a question that he can answer. It's sort of a reverse trivia contest. So bring it on, TJ.
All right. Who did the Pistons play last night?
Oh, brother.
Boy, you know what, TJ, you're counting on him to have paid attention to the first sportscast,
which is
somewhat dubious.
Yeah, because I was paying attention to the Wings last night, not the Pistons.
You went on quite a diatribe about Maltby's hitting. Yeah. I read the story right after that.
Yeah. See, I paid attention to the Wings. I know about the octopus because I saw that. But
you expended a lot of energy on that Wings story. I'm not sure. I'm not sure you were paying attention afterwards.
Oh man.
Okay. Are we going to go with the audio hint? The audio Daily Double. Here's your hint, Mike.
I don't think that's going to help either.
No. You've had good luck with the hints lately.
Scissors.
San Antonio scissors.
TJ, I'll give you the isolation booth. You're going to yell something. Hey, you bonehead. You don't give the answer from the isolation booth. Did you hear him?
No.
Yes, he did.
No, I... About hair with scissors. Something about...
You're so...
Do you have an answer?
No.
Yeah, okay, he didn't hear
it. I didn't hear it.
Clippers is the answer.
See, that doesn't mean anything to me. I've never heard of the Clippers.
TJ?
Clippers? Damn it.
No.
Are you pissed at Mike?
No, I told you.
Yes, very.
No, you have to get a lot more basic than this. You have to ask things like, where do the Pistons play when they're in Detroit? You think I'm kidding?
We have had that question before. Let's see, is this Carl?
Hey, guys.
Don't stump Mike. Do you think you can do it?
I'll try.
All right, bring it on.
Okay, what big name player, did the Pistons trade to Orlando like 4 years ago for Ben Wallace and Chucky Atkins?
That's a good question. I like that. I think he's going to get it.
Wait a minute. What big name player? Wait, hold it. Hold it. Wait. Hang on. Grant Hill.
Listen to Einstein over here. He's so excited.
If I can get out of this, at least answering something.
Congratulations, Carl.
Oh, awesome. I can't believe he answered it.
Oh, Carl, isn't this cool?
I had a feeling he'd get that.
Jeez, I can't say how good I feel.
If you hadn't said big name player, I don't know.
Believe me, that was critical.
That was kind of questionable. You know what's funny? Every time we play this game... I gotta say, our listeners in Don't Stump Mike is where they really show their cheating colors.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
You want to?
Well,
go
you have to.
You can go to Indiana Pistons on Sunday or Pistons Orlando Tuesday. Take your pick.
Tuesday.
Okay,
Orlando.
You got it. Hang on the line.
Hang up the phone, Nancy boy. Save your money for when you call 1-900 make out with a guy.
Yeah. Let's do one more, and then we got a break. Is this Chris?
Yeah.
Don't stump Mike.
Guaranteed he's going to get the
No, oh, really?
You know, I got to tell you, that's probably the most frequent mistake that people make.
Mike,
saying
if you don't get this one, we're going to need a scruff in the next
one. I know, but you see, people say that too all the time to me, and I don't get it.
Bring
so.
It on.
Who is the former Piston and Detroit Edison spokesman who warned you to always look up?
Drew, do you know that one?
Yes.
The former Piston and Detroit.
Well,
Edison.
Kind of. Wasn't it more his mother?
No, he was in it.
Yeah. Oh, now see, it's even got you guys puzzled. See?
I didn't know, you know, that thing was before my time.
No, he's right, though.
Yeah, Mike, you should know this better than anyone.
Well, you know what? I think his mother's a big hint.
His mother's a big hint?
You want to, I'll give you, you want to yell something from the isolation booth? And don't yell his name, by the way.
Mike, you have referenced this through the years 1,000 times on the air.
Go ahead, Chris.
About Edison?
Yeah.
Go ahead and yell. For you can say something from the isolation booth. Let him say something from the isolation booth. Go ahead. Hello? Did you hear it?
No.
He gave his initials. All right. I'm sorry. Time's up. Isaiah Thomas. I don't remember.
I don't remember the hint.
Something tells me it was before my. He said IT.
Oh, IT. Well, if you said IT, if I heard IT, I would be able to come up with Isaiah Thomas.
He didn't yell it very loud, but I did hear it. Are you mad at Mike, Chris?
I'm sick to my stomach.
You know, I told you, Chris. But Chris, now look at though. You the whole room here was a little confused on that.
I didn't know. I really didn't.
Everybody was looking at each other, so let's make a note on that.
Dave, you there?
I'm here.
Let's try.
Although the mother should have been a hint, though. Actually,
yeah, the mother.
Isaiah's mother is all over everything. You have to ask things like who had a candy bar, stuff like that.
Dave, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you got one for him?
Yeah, Mike, let's put on your thinking cap.
Let's go. Let's
No, there's no point.
Let's go on a winning note.
Okay, yeah, let's make it two in a row.
Don't stump Mike.
Hey, Mike, the Pistons play at the Palace. They live. The palace was located on a street, and the Pistons play on that street. What is the name of that street?
God, you sound like you're talking to a second grader.
No.
It's not that stupid. Wait, Jesus.
No, I couldn't tell you the street either.
Yeah, I don't think that was in his wheelhouse at all.
No.
Although they did kind of, didn't they? Did they
I'll give you an
example. They renamed the street. They renamed the street.
They renamed the street.
They renamed the street.
The number of the street.
Hells after, of Auburn Hills. After 1991, they renamed the street. Didn't they?
Well, they just did last year, too, after the shock one.
Did they?
After the shock one, yeah. It's this many now.
You want to yell something for the isolation booth?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Mike. Now it's the Pistons that play on that street.
That was not a good hint.
It's not a good hint?
There you go.
I don't think so. Oh, we got an audio hint?
Sure.
Okay.
Magic number.
Oh, okay.
Yeti.
Well, that's the first part of the address. It's
magic
three.
Number. Three something.
Three, and then there's the street.
Three in the street.
There's a huge hint.
Isolation booth? Isolation booth? It's three championships.
Wait.
Three championship drive.
Sorry.
That was not a good question for Mike. I could have told you up front.
Thank you.
Phil, let's send him out a winner. Come on.
Jesus.
He's getting bummed.
All right. We've already talked about Rasheed Wallace. What is the other Wallace's name?
Thank you. This guy gets it. This guy gets it. Phil Wallace, baby.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And he's got two different hairstyles.
Well, yeah, don't stump Mike.
Two different hairstyles. This guy understands.
Not only a correct answer, but a full informational dump on Ben Wallace.
Yeah, baby, I feel good. I feel good this morning. Feel good.
The Pistons are not Mike's strong suit, but he is not that stupid when it comes to Pistons. He certainly knows Ben Wallace.
I know Ben Wallace and Tayshaun Prince.
What number does Ben wear?
I don't know.
You know what, though?
I have no idea.
We should redo this during playoff time.
And Larry speaking. Brown is the coach. And Rasheed.
Who else plays?
Tayshaun Prince.
Mike has a tendency, come playoff time, to start suckling up more Piston info.
Yeah, I do. I start paying attention.
I have a funny feeling you'll do better when we get to playoffs.
Yeah, when we get to playoffs, I think I might shock some people.
Why don't we do a five-minute break and come back with Trudy? You want to load me five, Mike?
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah, that was tough.
That was pretty.
Some of those questions were not good questions, though.
Well, are you people hearing this? Say it again, Drew.
Some of those questions were pretty bad.
Thank you.
Phil, you want to go to Orlando? We gave air Orlando. You want to go to Indiana Pistons Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, man. You're there. Courtesy of Fox Sports Net and Washington Mutual Home Loans. Stop dreaming. Start packing. Call 1-888-WAMU. Lend. That's 1-888-926-8536. Well, thanks for being a good sport anyway. I know that
welcome.
Contest really... I know
it,
you
it
get
makes
nervous.
Me really... Drew, I really...
He does. He gets really upset.
I do. I do. I get really upset.
We'll be right back. Okay, don't stump Mike. We're going to do this quick. We got... Detroit Tigers, 1984 only. Tickets for Pistons, Indiana.
Already, I can't breathe.
Opening day, standing room only. You're on the riff. Go ahead.
I'm just getting this shooting like electrical like pulses to my palms already, just like that.
Hello.
Hey, Drew and Mike.
What's your question?
I got a question for Mike. Don't tell Mike, 84 Tigers.
Go.
Who was the Detroit Tigers starting opening day pitcher that year? Who led the team in wins and was
All right. Opening day pitcher is enough. He was going to give you about everything but his middle name, I think.
Yeah, and what an enormous waste of time, because I'm just trying to come up with a pitcher.
All right, isolation booth, I'll give you one hint.
Oh,
you got to yell it, though. You're in the isolation booth. Come again. I turned you up a little bit. Come again.
He doesn't understand.
Led the team in wins was his hint. You don't know it?
No.
Really?
No.
Tigers' best pitcher of the 80s.
Mm.
Number one guy.
Mm.
No? Jack Morris?
Jack Morris. Yeah. See, you say it, and that's what's going to happen through this whole thing. Now, if it was 68 Tigers, I could go right through.
WRF.
Oh, Wilson and Denny McClain.
Don't stop Mike.
True, Mike. Great show.
Thank you.
I am employed, two jobs. Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
Who was the shortstop for the 1984 Tigers?
Beverly Amadeus. Oh, what's his face? Oh, God. I see
him.
Come on. For the 84 Tigers? Come on. You know this.
I know. I know. I knew this was going to happen because I felt it, and I've jinxed myself. Oh, my God. I see his face. I'm looking right at him.
Come on, Mike.
I'll give you a hint.
Trammell?
Yes.
Yeah, Trammell.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. You and me, baby. Yeah! I love you, man!
Congratulations, you want to go standing room opening there. You want Pistons, Indiana for Sunday.
Standing room only for the Tigers.
All right.
Hey, Mark, I hope there's no more tickets left.
We've got seats, don't we?
Yeah, we have a few seats.
You know what? We'll put you in seats.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah, you made Mike feel so good. I think we got to put you in seats.
Oh, I feel ill.
WRF.
Oh, we have to do another one?
Yeah, we have to do another one. Is this Maria?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Maria.
Hey, oh, great. Now I'm going to be made a fool by a woman.
No, because I'm really hoping to get this because my daughter really wants to go to the Pacers Indiana game.
Fun. Something tells me a chick is going to not know how to not stump Mike. But
yeah,
go ahead.
It's going to be a disaster, and she's going to know more than I do. And it's going to be deprived. It's going to be my fault.
Okay. Which 1984 Detroit Tiger was shown on the front page of most Michigan newspapers after scoring the winning game for the 1984 series?
Now, this is somebody that really does leave it to a woman to understand me.
After scoring the winning game for the 1984 World Cup?
Well, yeah. You're right there because, of course, that newspaper, I remember it totally, and I still have it at home, and it's, of course, been framed all over town. Go keep saying that!
Cool.
Yes! Leave it to a woman to understand her, Papa.
I gotta tell you, I don't know what brainwaves you two are on, but I wasn't sure I understood her question.
It didn't matter. You know what? I tuned out everything else she said that, it was all screwed up. But the main thing was who was on the front of the newspaper. That's all I needed to hear.
You gave her the answer to the question that she thought she was asking.
Yeah. I shut down everything else about the question.
Maria?
Mind you guys sound like my husband not making sense what I say.
Yeah, see, I'm able to just tune you out. I just heard front of the newspaper and I knew it.
You want to go to Pistons, Indiana Sunday?
Yes, I do.
All right, you're in. Hang on. All right, let's do one more. Trudy's got to get out of here. So let's see.
Do we have some people on hold? Actually, we do. Let's try Gary. Hey, Gary, don't stump Mike.
Hello?
Yo.
Now, there's somebody who's ready. Go ahead, Gary.
Him and I may be on equal footing.
Don't stump Mike. Gary!
He's caught in the delayed twilight zone.
Anyways.
Ken, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, go ahead. Don't stump Mike.
All right. Hey, Drew and Mike, great show.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike, who was the power left-handed first baseman for the Tigers in 84?
Boy, I think you're reaching myself, but...
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You don't know, do you?
I don't think so.
Darrell Evans?
Oh, Darrell Evans. I totally know Darrell Evans. He's a great hitter.
Mike.
Fantastic hitter.
Mike's hint was going to be acne problem. What the hell is that? Sorry about that, Kent.
I know.
Are you pissed
at... You say it, and then I know it.
Are you pissed at Mike?
Yeah, Mike. I listen to you all the time. You should leave.
I know. That's why I didn't respond to you when you were... You had so many compliments up front. I know you'd hate me a second later.
All right, let's try one
sorry,
more.
Sorry, man.
I hate for you to go out on that note. Let's see if this
brother.
Is this Jeff?
Yeah, but that may be as good as it gets, Drew.
Jeff? No? Riff? Hello?
Oh,
who's
please,
there?
Come up with something basic.
Hello?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. You Mike, got an 84 Tiger question?
Yeah.
I mean, go. I'm telling you, Mike, go so basic.
What team did they play?
Oh, see,
what team did they play what?
In the World Series. Or the
Beverly Amethysts?
I can't remember.
You know, the 84 World
remember.
Series?
Can't remember.
Mike?
Oh, God, it wasn't the, wasn't the Padres, huh?
Yes.
Was it?
You are the worst liar. Walters just showed him his hat, but we'll give it to you.
No, Mike's hat said baseball on it. The word said baseball.
You want to go to opening day, standing room only?
You got seats?
We don't have any more seats for today. We only had one set of seats, but we do have standing room if you want them.
Sounds great.
All right,
good.
All right.
Why couldn't somebody ask me about Sparky or something?
I don't think the opponent of the World Series was asking good looks. But then again, that's the beauty of Don't Stump Mike. You never know what's going to happen.
What's the Darrell Evans question?
Who is the Tigers power hitting, left-handed hitting?
Oh, okay.
First base.
What, are you a Darrell Evans fan?
Wasn't
don't you humiliate me now, too.